Catholic Mass online versus attending a Catholic Mass in person. What's the difference? Guys, COVID-19 restrictions are easing up and we find ourselves with the opportunity perhaps to go back to Sunday Mass. And we've been really enjoying maybe watching Mass online and now we're thinking, well, why should I go back? Why can't I just watch it online? Let's go through five reasons why watching Mass online is very different than attending in person. I also want to say that perhaps some might be in the position where you have good and serious reason not to attend Mass. Perhaps the bishop still has a dispensation regarding the Sunday obligation. So these five reasons are not a pressure or a shaming in saying you must go to Mass right away. Just to highlight how watching Mass online is very different than attending a physical Mass. So let's go through the five reasons. Number one, digital reality is not reality. Janelle and I have been married for 11 years. Now, I want you to imagine our next wedding anniversary celebration. I book a beautiful restaurant. I go in and the candles are lit. I order a 7-course meal. I hire a string quartet to play beautiful music in the background. And I enjoy all of this experience while live streaming it back to Janelle with the kids at home. Is this a sufficient way to celebrate a wedding anniversary? Please say no. Of course not. Because part of our relationship is not a digital one. It's more than that. It's a personal one. And so to celebrate it properly, she's got to be there. Because part of our relationship is a flesh and blood relationship. That's a big part of it. God wants to come to us not simply in a spiritual way, but also in a physical way. He wants to come to us in the way that he has created us. How has he created us? He's created us persons who have both a physical body and a spiritual soul. So how does God want to engage us in a personal way? Through our physical bodies and our spiritual souls. How does he do that? Well, think about how he came into this world. He took on flesh. He became a man. God, the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, took on flesh. He has a body, and he's going to have a body for all eternity. And then when he started his ministry, what did he do? He started using the stuff of life to communicate his love. For example, his first miracle turned water into wine. He picked up mud, spit in it, rubbed it in somebody's eyes and said, go wash. And the guy was healed. He multiplied loaves and fish. Jesus and fed thousands of people. Jesus met the needs of people spiritually through the physical world. And he continues to do that today. How? Remember Jesus said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you. And then in the Last Supper, he took the bread, he took it and said, take, eat, this is my body. Do this in remembrance of me. So at Mass, we do it. We are welcome to this banquet of love. See, watching a live stream Mass or an online Mass, you're watching a copy of the real thing. But it's not the real thing. And I'm sure my wife Janelle could relate to that if I just said, hey, why don't you just let me sit at that restaurant by myself? I'll live stream it back to you. Isn't it the same thing? Of course not. But some would say, but Ken, God is everywhere. The analogy breaks down. Consider this, the crucifixion of Jesus. Who was standing at the foot of the cross? Well, it's Mary and John. They were consoling the heart of Christ. Where were the apostles? Well, they had ran away from Jesus because they were afraid they were going to be arrested. Now, that night, where were the apostles' minds? Well, I'm sure they were thinking about Jesus. Was Jesus present to them? Well, spiritually speaking, because God is everywhere, but it wasn't the same thing. Imagine that we change the situation and instead of running away from Jesus, they all did a U-turn on that Good Friday and found themselves at the foot of the cross. All the 12, including Judas. What a story we would have. And can you imagine how that would have consoled the heart of Jesus seeing all the 12 below him? Indeed, a great consolation for the heart of Christ. But it didn't happen that way. They all ran. Was Jesus present to them in their locked rooms? Sure, but it wasn't the same. You see, we can do something that the apostles did not do on that Good Friday. We can stand at the foot of the cross and console the heart of Jesus. You might be thinking, how? Well, the holy sacrifice of the Mass sacramentally makes present to us the sacrifice of Jesus, the sacrifice of Calvary. It's made present upon the altar every single Mass in an unbloodied way. So we can go to Calvary every time we go to Mass, and our physical presence consoles the heart of Jesus who is physically before us. A live stream Mass cannot do this. Number two, the live stream Mass doesn't fulfill our Sunday obligation. How do we fulfill our Sunday obligation? Well, we have to attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Watching it on a screen does not fulfill our Sunday obligation. Now, I know during COVID-19 time, we have dispensations that we are released from the pain of mortal sin if we don't attend Sunday Mass. Extraordinary circumstances, yes. But under normal circumstances, we have to attend in order to be a faithful Catholic in communion with the Church. Deuteronomy 5:12, God has revealed that He wants us to observe the Sabbath and keep it holy. We've understood this for centuries to mean that we have to attend the holy sacrifice of the Mass. To worship God, this is His command of us. Now, when God commands something, it's not because He needs it. It's because we need it. We need to be reminded to go to God and to worship Him, because if we don't worship God, we're going to worship something or someone else. See, worship's not a Catholic thing. It's a human thing. We are going to worship money, power, fame, pleasure, another person, ourselves. We're going to worship whatever is at the center of our life. And this precept of the Church to attend Mass on Sunday refocuses us on God, who alone is worthy of our worship, who alone can satisfy the longing of happiness for our heart. This command is good for us, and it is just. It is just to God because He deserves to be worshiped. Number three, live stream Mass takes less exercise of virtue. Imagine a couple who's getting married. They send out the wedding invitations and hope that their guests come and celebrate the big day. And on that day, who's there? Well, you have the guests who responded to the wedding invitation, and then you have the guests who sent a card that didn't show. Who made a greater impact on the bride and groom? Well, those who showed up. Why? Because it took more sacrifice. It was a greater exercise of virtue. When you have a greater sacrifice, it communicates greater concern or greater love. And likewise, when we attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass versus watching it online, it takes a great deal more of virtue and sacrifice, therefore communicating a greater degree of love to our Lord. It's easy to watch the sacrifice of the Mass online. You roll out of bed, you have your PJs on, you might have a cup of coffee in your hand. Simple and easy. The point is this, a greater degree of exercise of virtue is needed to go to Mass. This pleases our Lord. It's beneficial for us because the more we exercise virtue, the more that we're going to grow in virtue. We don't grow unless we're tested. And the greater the sacrifice, the greater the communication of love to the one that we are sacrificing for. Online Mass, very little sacrifice. Number four, live stream Mass does not connect us to a worshiping community. During COVID-19 time, many people have been tuning in to their favorite celebrity priests. So many people are watching Father Mike Smits from Ascension Presents, and other people are tuning in to Bishop Barron with Word on Fire, and other people are tuning in to my favorite priest, Father Dan Yuzinski with Corroborate Saskatchewan. So people are tuning into all these different, you know, priests online. And even if we're watching our local priests online, watching is not the same as connecting. An online Mass does not connect us to the worshiping community. We are designed to be in community. There's no such thing as a lone ranger Christian. We cannot have a relationship with Jesus to the fullest way that God wants if we're separated from a parish. God doesn't want that. Jesus turned to Peter and says, upon this rock, I will build my church. Why would Jesus say he was going to build a church unless he wanted people to be in it? You see, an online mass doesn't connect us to a worshiping community. And number five, in the live stream mass, we cannot receive the Eucharist. There is no substitute for the Eucharist, because you can't substitute God for something else. Definitely not an online mass. There's nothing that equates receiving Jesus' body, blood, soul, divinity in the Eucharist. The graces that we receive are way too many to mention. I mean, we have deepening of sanctifying grace, which, by the way, without sanctifying grace, we can't get to heaven. We have healing within our soul, strength to overcome venial sin, protection from mortal sin. We do not receive these graces if we're watching an online mass. Now, these are just some of the ways that the online mass is different than attending mass. I know that there's many others, and in fact, I would welcome you to comment below and share your thoughts on how the two are different. But in any case, let's get to mass and do something great for God. My name is Kenny Zinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.